Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Film Sack, where we watch something with you. That's right. Sit on down and put your feet up and turn on your TVs and spin up Netflix, because it's me, Scott Johnson, with Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, and Randy Jordan. Hello.
Hello, number one.
Oh, hi.
I need to go do a number two.
Oh, great.
Pour yourself a nice tall glass of wharf juice.
There you go. No. Ooh. Tell me how we extract the wharf juice. How do you get that out?
Well, you squeeze the wharf.
Oh.
You rub his little wrinkly things on his head until.
That's right. That's like the bark on a tree. You just put a little spigot right in there, like you do in.
Like in Canada when they get the syrup out.
That's right. Wharf sap comes right out of that thing.
Wharf sap.
That is great.
Yuck. That is gross. All right. Anyway.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Speaking of Canadian maple syrup, I got nothing. Let's go.
All right. Perfect. We're going to.
At the time, I was a Mountie in Manitoba.
Exactly. I moved Catwoman.
Manitoba.
No one.
There's actually no one in Manitoba. That place may not exist.
That's not a real town? Manitoba? I've always heard of it. Is it not a real place? It's a real place, isn't it, Manitoba?
It's a real place.
Oh, okay.
I just needed an M for the alliteration.
Oh.
Oh, Scott, it's this huge province north of North Dakota.
Oh, right.
So, like, imagine just driving north of North Dakota for days and days, and
okay.
There's a province.
Okay. All right. And therein, I mean, is it a border town? Like, I can cross there and get into the Canadian place? Is that the deal?
The Canadian province. It is where all the Canadians live.
There are a couple of crossings from like North Dakota and Minnesota. And actually, the only real place in Manitoba is Winnipeg, and it's quite close to the U.S. It's just like an hour drive from the U.S. to Winnipeg.
My goal one day is to be detained there. I want to be detained at the Canadian border.
Then I'll tell you a story sometime of my buddy Cliff and what he did at the border to get detained for a little while.
Oh, okay. All right. I just feel like the Canadian border agents are nice.
If you want to get detained, just go north from New York City toward Montreal, and when you leave the state of New York, you can get detained all day long.
No, really, we're gonna do Star Trek today.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Star Trek. No, really, for reals.
No, real.
We are gonna do this. Now, here's the deal, people. When we do these little live watcher deals, you guys know the drill. If you've been listening to the show for very long, but if you haven't, you're brand new. Here's what you do: you queue up Netflix, and what you're gonna want to get to is Star Trek: The Next Generation, Season 1, Episode 24, called Conspiracy. Now, if you're watching this another method like DVD or something, you may not see that as episode 24.
The DVDs are old.
Yeah, DVDs. Yeah, what am I
if you're watching this on VHS, yeah. Oh, my God.
Write us at filmsack@gmail.com. Who are you and what are you doing? How did you make this work?
Your Laserdisc collection of Star Trek. If you are watching, though, in another format, though, you may be seeing it as episode 25 or something, because Netflix is weird. They take the pilot and mash it together into one episode, even though it was two parts. So anyway, it's in Netflix listed as Season 1, Episode 24. It's called Conspiracy. Yeah, that's right. The one with the dude that blows up at the end. It was so controversial at the time, and we're pretty jazzed to watch this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't even watch it in Canada, right?
Yeah, it was a big deal. Like, I remember FCC.
That's how you get detained in Canada, trying to sneak across a DVD copy of this episode.
There were FCC threats to, like... I can't remember what you do to a show when they've crossed the line or whatever, but it was like a violence thing, and people were freaking out. I remember some parents were freaking out. They were worried their kids were going to See this? Dude, I was
wow. Yeah. So I've watched through all of the Next Generation so many times. I've seen every one of these episodes so many times. I never knew this. I'm now looking at the controversy around the episode that we're about to watch. There was some real serious controversy.
Yeah, no, it was a huge. Yeah, I don't know why it sticks in my
memory.
I would
go as far as it was a conspiracy.
Yeah, it might have been that. You could have called this episode conspiracy.
So, Scott, it was not banned in Canada, but it was the episode that they put a warning in front of.
Oh. Yeah.
So before you watched it, you got a warning on the screen that lets you know that it had mature content that you might not want to see.
Oh.
In the United Kingdom, it was banned.
Mm.
But then after going through some edits by the BBC, they showed it on television in the UK.
Yeah.
And by the way, this episode was nominated for Best Makeup at the 40th Primetime Emmy Awards.
Oh, my.
Nice.
Wow. I don't know that that's going to hold up, but we'll see today together as we watch Conspiracy. So I will count it down. When I say the word go after a short countdown of numerical form, that's when you'll hit play. So everybody listening right now, if you need to cue this up, pause us right here and then come back. Oh, hi, everyone. You've come back. So now's our time to do this. I'm going to
say go, go, go instead of just go.
No, because go, go, go is a very confusing. Right. And some will pee.
Did you mean 3, 2, 1, go, go, go?
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, what, go, go, go.
Are we in an anime?
Anyway, so here goes. It'll be 3, 2, 1, and go. And when I say go, everyone hits play. And here it goes. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, we're flying in space.
Oh, that music.
41,775.5 is the star date.
Yeah.
Never
who's
really
talking?
Say thousand. It's just 41,775.
Is this Riker? Yeah.
That it's was Riker. Jonathan Frakes.
You can tell because the text is in italics.
Yeah.
It's Riker talk is italics.
Because it always leans. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Is Geordi's banana clip, is that, you know, is that functional?
As a banana clip or as an eyeball thing?
As an eyeball thing.
Yeah, it's functional.
Yeah.
Sure. He's fully functional in all the ways he needs to be. Okay, so what's great is we are in tight clothes era.
Right.
Except for Geordi, whose Starfleet uniform is all baggy.
It's a little ill-fitting.
Yeah.
A little wrinkly.
Oh, my gosh,
what's
happening?
He's a little man.
What's happening to Data? What's wrong?
Barbara Burton.
Oh.
That is awesome.
I'm sorry. I was so destroyed by Data's laugh.
Data's chuckling.
Oh, this is pre-facial hair Riker.
Yeah. And
I don't care much for the pre-facial hair Riker. Yeah, okay, pre-facial hair Troy, too.
But remember how by, like, the fifth season, there's, like, an episode where they all have a beard? Like, they slowly all get bearded?
Yeah. Even the Dr. Crusher and Deanna Troy have beards. So this is when she would wear her more traditional Betazoid looking. It's not quite the skirts of earlier season one, but.
Right.
And this is short hair Worf. I don't like short hair. He's purple Worf, I call him. He looks a little purple to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they really hadn't figured things out yet.
I love that.
Ooh, 47.
Whoa. Oh, no, that's 47. Our that's our number, yeah. You guys know that deal, right? About the number? Oh, those beds
Why
are shit.
Why is he taking a nap in the middle of the day? Drunk?
Your neck would hurt
it's
so
nighttime.
Bad.
It's nighttime. Can't you tell? Look outside. It's nighttime.
Look at that pillow. No one puts their head on that pillow. You'd wake up with a broken back every day.
Is that the only time I ever see him in bed?
No,
this has happened a lot.
There's that time where he's in bed with Q. Remember that?
Morning scotch.
He for real, like Q wakes up next to him and on his vacation or whatever.
That's right.
Or he spoons him, I think, actually.
Well, that
point.
Is a plunging neckline there, my friend.
Yes.
That is a deep V. That's a Simon Cowell level deep V.
I wish my chest hair was serious. As modest as his.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I don't have any chest hair, so I would like to go up a notch to where he is. Let's meet in the
Admiral,
middle, Randy, you and I.
Admiral Walker. Yes. Picard, could you zip that up a little bit, please?
Man, he's got some crazy eyes. What's up with those crazy eyes? Admiral Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, he does that well. He's got some serious news.
You don't go get your eyebrows threaded right before being recorded for this scene.
Jean-Luc, put
and
on
his
a
eyes
shirt.
Are getting crazier.
It's pretty serious.
Not over not over subspace. You never know who's going to hear subspace.
NSA.
Yeah.
Leak.
Ask your doctor leaks. If Ditalix B is right for you.
Ditalix B. Crazier and crazier.
I know.
His eyes are going to pop out.
My gosh. Lower those eyebrows, Admiral.
I'm getting kind of a Ray Wise vibe off of him a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
That music I'm is really,
oh my gosh.
I took my Ditalix beef 2 hours ago, so it's starting to kick
in. Oh, okay, yeah. No, it takes about 20 minutes for most, but some longer.
If your eyebrows stay up for more than 4 hours, you should get someone
yeah. will be waiting.
God. Oh, what a handsome man.
Oh, he's such
I
a
love
stud.
The dramatic music in Star Trek The Next Generation. It's always so good.
You know how Picard always looked old, but now you realize, no, that wasn't old.
Yeah.
You look at him now, and you're like, wow, you're just like a shriveled up lizard now.
And part of it was part of
you
it was
see
us.
Old? I'll show you old.
Yeah.
Part of it was us when he's always been 20 years older than us, but
right.
he's always looked 20 years older than us to us.
Yeah. Yeah. that's true.
Plus, we really only had Kirk to compare captains to.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kirk was always the young looking. Yeah. You know.
Have you guys noticed that there's this documentary about George Lazenby?
No. George Lazenby.
George Lazenby, the one and done Bond.
Right. The one time.
Oh,
James
right.
Bond.
Right.
There's a documentary, I think it's on Hulu. And
that's right.
My problem with it is they interview him, in modern day, and he doesn't look anything like he did in the 70s at all. He looks like an old man now, and kind of a chubby old man.
Really?
And it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like they're interviewing a different person.
Yeah.
And that, and so the documentary actually plays on that. It actually kind of questions whether or not the truth is being told about his history.
Right. So wait, is he around now? Is that guy with us still?
Who?
George Lazenby? Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that. I thought he was long gone.
I think you could ever look in one of those windows and see somebody changing.
Well, apparently, judging by the shot from Picard's bedroom, you could see out, right. So you could probably see in.
I assume so. Yeah, everybody's doing it on deck four.
And they've had that thing where they slowly pan back from a ship, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have. They have actually zooming in. Yeah,
yeah.
I noticed a couple of skirts in this episode too.
Ask you. Oh, really? Yeah.
Was this first season and only with the skirts, the mini skirts for the ladies?
Yes. I want to say two, maybe a little in two, but I think it was most. Right. Oh, you know what? There was a little in two because the doctor that took over, what's her name? Dr. Dr. Knot Crusher. Can't think of her name.
Right. It's a hygiene problem.
I think she had one for a bit, even though she was like 90 in this.
Check out my skirt.
So how old do you think Frakes is here? He's got to be like, it's like our age or
18,
something,
right?
Oh no. He's like 33 here. He's not old at all.
Ward Costello.
Well, it couldn't be 33, maybe. So 30s, yeah.
Beeping and buzzing.
Probably 30s, yeah.
Let's see.
Did you guys ever have like a Windows theme for your computer that was Star Trek related?
Yep, I totally did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I had the After Dark screensaver that would pop up Star Trek trivia questions when it went to go to sleep.
Okay.
And I got that correct? Free at the Apple one of the Apple conferences out in San Francisco.
Oh.
A trade show.
I like Skirt Alert, Dunaway. You should always yell Skirt.
Skirt Alert.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Frakes was 35.
Okay.
The filming of the
season. It was still, that's young.
Yeah,
I think
old enough to grow facial hair, though.
Yeah, right. Where's your hair, you freak? Didn't they get rid of all the chairs because they had like that command of collective? But in later seasons, didn't they kind of put?
There are two extra chairs that come and go depending on what they're doing with them.
Right.
Yeah, they've only got three, but they have three full seats, but then they have two little pads. Right.
Yeah, those
for visitors.
Pads.
Yeah, for visitors.
For visitors.
Can get I get you another out of here?
Can I get you another cucumber sandwich?
Do you have those little drinks with the umbrellas in them? That'd be lovely.
We want you to sit, but we don't want you to get comfortable.
That it reminds me, when I was
all
a kid,
three this, chairs.
When I was a kid and these were all new, I was perpetually hoping for there to be more robots on the new Enterprise, and there never were. My hopes were always dashed. Like, how cool would it have been if the bartender had been a robot, or, you know, if there had just been any, like,
even just like a mouse droid, Roomba,
carpet sweeping robot would have been so interesting, and I wanted it so bad as a kid. Never happened.
Well, Worf always looks confused.
These guys are serious.
Fact, everybody looks confused.
Yeah. So it is
the side effects of Ditalic's be. Oh, look, you can see people moving around in the top of the saucer.
Yeah, totally.
You could.
Yeah.
I just pointed. I'm sorry. I shouldn't point.
Yeah.
Well, red light. I'm gonna put some red light out here.
Yeah, this is a set. But what I it's always good to be reminded about how they made that what do you call it? The bridge. It's just so luxurious, 80s light colored. Yeah. Pastel, you know, carpets, and it's just the stupidest idea. I hate it.
A little wood paneling on the side.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be like an abandoned mine? Like, is that supposed to be like drills?
Yeah, probably. This is like, abandoned.
We should meet at a creepy place.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a pretty intense episode so far.
Yeah, it's a huge throwback to the original series with this whole I'm going alone thing.
His scroat face.
That guy, you know what he looks like? He looks like a dude. He looks like an army man from the, you know, the plastic army men, and they all had that little seam around them.
That seam kind of
flashing.
Yeah.
He also looks like everybody. He looks like everybody's taint.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Everybody's taint.
Everybody's taint.
God sewed you together.
Hello, Corporal Everybody's Taint. It's good to see you again.
Look at how plungy my eyebrows are. Ooh.
Hey, that's that guy. He's the guy under the stairs guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was in a lot of VHS tape covers.
We've seen film sacks with him.
He a Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
Or does he just happen to look like what they do to make the guy look like Toxic Avenger? Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta look him up. It's gonna bug me. Stairs. What were they called? The people under the stairs, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, they remade that. It's a Wes Craven movie, and it was, The Hills Have Eyes is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, The Hills Have Eyes, that's it.
Hills Have Eyes, and the Hills Have Eyes actor is...
Those phasers look weird. They're like little dustbusters.
Oh, wait.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you remember me. She's quite serious.
Is it John Steadman?
Look at her.
No.
It said you're an amazing person.
Right, this is going to bug me.
Are you that good? No, I'm better.
So we just set up a little bit of lore here. We just said that she made Captain faster than anyone else ever.
Right. Yep.
Mm. She made him.
I cannot find this guy's name. All right. I'll give up.
Taint head.
Oh, here he is. Michael Berryman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was in Star Trek The Voyage Home as well. He was in that as some alien.
Ooh, Star Trek connection.
He makes a good alien.
Oh, he's old now. Weird.
Look at my lips there.
Yeah, Michael Berryman. Oh, he's also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, there's something we've seen him in
Weird
for
Science.
FilmSack, which is going to drive me crazy if we can't figure out what it is.
Something serious is going on, y'all. That music all dead.
Well, right. So they're laying out a conspiracy here. And Picard, being the extremely rational human that he is, doesn't understand whether or not he's dealing with people who are over the, off the deep end, or who are genuinely uncovering a plot that he needs to be take seriously.
Yeah.
But Crazy Eyes here, you got to think he's crazy.
Yeah. Right? Well, you have to.
He got that job from eyebrows alone, my friend. He walked in and said, "Yes, hired."
Yeah. By the way,
the music video for Eminem's Without Me.
Oh, what?
Wow.
What, did he play Eminem's throat?
No, he played a doctor.
Oh.
He played a testicle.
The left one.
Okay, Brian, you were right in that he looks like the Toxic Avenger, but was not in Toxic Avenger.
He is not the Toxic Avenger, yes.
He naturally came out the chute looking like that. Didn't need any toxic help.
Right, he was also in Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Yeah, he plays a lot of random aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, look at the dude's face. He's He's perfect.
So you think he picks at that thing, that seam down in front of his face? You think that would?
That's why it's a ridge like that. It didn't heal.
Right. Yeah, it never healed up. This guy's familiar too, but I don't know why.
He is. I think I've seen him in Star Trek.
Yeah, this conspiracy episode, season 1, episode 26. Mm. That's the one.
Wow. The actress her name is Ursuline Bryant.
Yeah.
She just turned 70.
Wow.
Really?
Holy Moses. How old was she here then?
Just as bad as Johnson.
Yeah, you're
She was 40 here, but I'm saying she's 70 years old. Like, it's just like watching it TV happens. Like this is like a portal back in time.
Yeah, it really is, because this doesn't feel as old to me as, like, you know, it's not like watching Barnaby Jones or something.
Right.
Oh, his scrotum
neck. This feels a lot newer, yeah.
My earlobes are so low. Hey, Dumbo. So does Picard always have the hair halo?
At
some point he doesn't have the hair halo.
No, well, I mean, he doesn't in the movies, but I want to say the show, he always had a hair halo.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on to this.
We call it a temple warmer.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
We baldies
call it a temple warmer.
Nice.
Actually, it doesn't really warm the temples.
No.
We call it a chair protector so they don't sweat all over vinyl seats.
You're right.
Or stick to them.
It definitely gets so short on him in later seasons that it may as well not be there.
Yeah, kind of disappears in his head.
She is so fair-skinned.
She's exotic beauty. Hey, there's that fish tank where Riker flips everybody off in season 6 later.
Yep.
Right. When he's a caveman.
And they sometimes have a lionfish in there, and it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
That on any shot where they're going to have a lingering shot of the fish tank after they leave the room, they'd have the lionfish in there.
Yeah.
We bring up the lionfish.
I refuse to pilot this ship unless there's a fish tank in my ready room. This is an odd thing.
Data, stop doing math. Stop it.
Well, what's he? This is back when he kind of smiled and shouldn't. Well,
and also, his contacts were more vibrant in early seasons.
Like he put some grape. It's like he put grape pills in his eyes. What it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, his eyes are nowhere near that bright yellow later.
Have any of you ever worn those colored contact lenses, fashion lenses?
I have.
They're so
expensive, unless you get the cheap ones, in which case you're just wanting to lose your eyeballs.
I know, exactly, the cheap ones, and the cheap ones feel like you've probably got something in your eye, right?
Right.
But they all do. Yeah.
By the way, what he just did, it's a trope they do this, you know, where a robot can see things quicker and just suck all this information in, read a book in seconds or whatever. That's just such an analog way to do it, though. Like, by today's standards, you'd plug into something and just have the data. You wouldn't.
This is like recording
a video with a camera on YouTube. Ooh, I really want to keep this, and pulling up your camera and taking a picture of your screen. Like, what's the point?
That's what I'm getting at. Like, people always talk about how Star Trek came up with things before they became popular in real life.
Yeah.
They should have predicted Wi-Fi a lot sooner than they did.
Right.
There's no Wi-Fi on this ship.
Totally agree.
They should have predicted loading bars. They should have a loading bar across his forehead.
A spinning beach ball.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's loading data.
Yeah, data loading.
By the way, where's Tasha Yar? Is she on the Pleasure Planet during this episode?
She didn't die yet.
When did she get?
No, this is still first season.
I thought she died first season. Didn't she die first season?
I thought she died in season 2.
Season 2, yeah.
Are you sure? Hold on.
Well, they got poor old Beverly over there on the bench. See her? She didn't even get a seat.
Here's an autocomplete. Here it is.
I want to, act like C-3PO going through an asteroid field. Ah! Ah!
Space Wessel.
Yeah, she's dead. She died Skin of Evil, 23rd episode, first season. She's gone.
So she's been dead for one whole episode.
Yeah.
Wow. We're coming in right after the tragedy.
Yeah, they're really spending a lot of time talking about her in mourning.
Through a full season.
No.
Didn't Data have a thing? Shouldn't Data be, like, upset?
No,
somebody should be upset.
Data was just a tool that episode. He wasn't emotionally involved. He was just like, I have a penis. Let's do this.
Is that a toilet?
Look, that's R2-D2. Look at Easter egg.
It's a tollet.
Oh, so they're buddies. So the fastest captain ever is dead. That ambassador ship Horatio gone, right?
Yep.
Bummer. Commercial.
Nope. Yeah, we just missed a bunch of commercials for Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
and
you know what it'd be today? Color? It'd be a lot of your local Ford dealer. Yeah, it'd be a lot of ARUP stuff today if it was, you know, like all those daytime Fox News investing gold ads.
This wasn't on Fox yet, right?
It this was syndicated 100% all the way through.
What became the CW?
Right. Yeah, where I lived, it was on a on the NBC channel, which was UHF.
Yeah.
UHF.
The entire run of Next Generation, DS9, it wasn't until Voyager that it had a network. So it was always independent, produced, and then syndicated immediately. So from day one, it was like, well, who wants to buy this? And then channels would decide who wanted to carry it.
This data conversion is more like when you program a remote.
Yeah, it's like, you have
to hold the second remote up to it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or it's like OCR software. It's like he's scanning in words he can edit later.
And why is he looking left and right? Like, won't he absorb more information looking directly at the center of the screen and capturing everything around it?
Yes.
Interesting.
That kind of stuff drives me crazy. I know it shouldn't, I understand it's TV, and I get it. And it didn't bother me then, but now it bothers me. We know too much now.
Why does he have a bunch of syringes behind him? Is that syringes? That's dope.
He's also been betraying a bunch of emotions facially.
Big time. Season one is rife with that.
He was exploring that at this point still, right? He was trying to find that emotion.
Well, he does that the whole series. He never stops.
Only when somebody else is around, though, to make them feel at ease.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, him making smirky faces.
Yeah. That's he kind of rolled his eyes at the computer a minute ago.
Yeah, that is a season one thing for sure. He stopped doing that after a while.
Is it a problem now that I can't see sabotage in any Star Trek context and not sing the song?
And not here. Oh, I thought you said not here. Sabotage.
Sabotage.
That too.
Sabotage. Well, that'd be great if that song said sabotage, wouldn't it? It's like Kirk style.
Stealing like a demon, it's sabotage.
I love that idea.
Because it wasn't important to the story.
Just Data's kind of got this like nascent shit-eating grin,
right?
And I don't like it.
Yeah, you're right, totally. Now this was right after Iran Contra. I read this was an influence on this storyline.
Oh,
right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing.
Is there an equivalent to what's his face, dude? Patriot not guy.
Molly
North. Yes.
Maybe he's the one that blows up at the end.
he's scrote face. Yeah.
Yeah, he's scrote.
I'm all the north of this story.
Commander Scrote.
So there's a trope here that drives me crazy, and I didn't realize it until just now. And that is we have Data, he can solve anything problem.
Yeah.
Because they ignore it very conveniently again and again and again.
Yep.
But here they use Data's full powers.
Skirt alert. Sorry, he's on skirt alert duty.
I know.
No, that's true. They use that. Data's that all six seasons, I swear.
Data's OP is what I'm getting
at. Yeah, he is OP. Yeah,
very
right.
OP.
He's OP, and everyone else has not enough. What's the stat where you notice things? What's an RPG stat where you're like, you're super attentive to what people are saying, and you want to beef that up so you
perception.
Can perception. That's it. Yeah, everyone else is -10 to perception, and Data is OP because they can't. Totally. They don't recognize how OP he is. Oh my! Comb forward hair. Look at that. And
yeah.
Mike Pence on one side.
Have it. Yeah.
That may be up. Mike Pence on the left. That's remarkable.
He let his hair go a little more.
And his stomach. Yeah.
So is it always in fashion to have the bowl cut as a Vulcan?
Absolutely. It's required. It's all the great clips on Vulcan can do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's illogical to use anything else.
The great clips. What do they call them? Just logical clips? And like, what would they
logical yeah. clips.
There you go.
Or fantastic.
Fascinating clips.
Where'd you get your haircut?
I'm the Ollie North in this story.
Yep, that's him.
Ollie North. That's me.
Call me Ollie. Whoop.
Ollie Oxenfree. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, sir.
Captain, I'm walking Captain? Crooked.
Like a dwarf.
I do like it when Picard gets the suit he can pull down all the time. The shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stand
up and yank.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a great meta video of every time they do the yank on YouTube, and it goes on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Some of my favorite things ever are Star Trek meta compilations of stuff like that. Like the chair with Riker, the 47 thing. I love it.
Right.
I miss Star Trek. Gosh dang it.
A couple TV's... old white guys.
Are you guys excited for TV Star Trek again? I mean, I am, and I know people are skeptical of that thing, but I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's
I
get
wish
back.
It was straight to Netflix, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because you don't want to pay another $6 for something.
I wish it was a Netflix original. That would make
all it's going to let you do is watch Star Trek and Big Brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect. I guarantee you if Netflix had the rights or had a partnership with the rights, they'd do it. But CBS wants to hoard that stuff.
Oh, duh. They need a win.
This is just ridiculously boring as they uncover this conspiracy. So I'm going to ask, it raises the question for me, how much would you pay? What would be the max you would pay for new Star Trek? If I told you it's really good, it's like Game of Thrones. Everybody loves it. Good.
I'd pay $20 one time. That's it.
I'd pay $6 a month for that.
I would maybe go up to $8. Is that the only thing I get with the subscription? Just Star Trek?
I'm asking you, like, what would you pay to watch an episode of Everybody Agrees?
I would pay $3 an episode because I pay that now for shows on Amazon or iTunes.
Yeah, which means $12 a month if you know.
Yeah,
for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'd do that.
$20 all I can eat.
If it's good, I'll do that.
Yeah,
and then the subscription ends when the season ends.
That's fine by me.
Right. So yeah, I'm with Scott.
Yeah, a per episode price of $2.99. I'm in. Oh, this is the guy. He's tough and like fights Worf, right? Oh yeah, dude.
I'm taking this weapon with me.
This guy's an alien and he fights Worf, and it's a great fight scene. This is gonna be awesome.
He's got the alien in a box. Spoiler. That's the best thing.
Yeah, it's his little saddlebag there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man bag. Ooh, I like those pants. Look at those zippers.
Not gonna lie, I thought that was Barclay.
Yeah.
Oh, you
looks
did.
Like the same actor. Yeah.
Oh, the doofus that just was sitting there teleporting him.
Yeah. The advisor dude.
I thought you met this guy. I'm like, what? He didn't look like him.
Sure, is a lot of white people.
Yeah, this show, pretty white. Once in a while, you'll get skirt, double skirt. Boy, they are all. This is weird noticing this. Because that's all the extras are skirt people.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy. He's just a dude.
No skirt.
Dude.
Kilt.
Pantsless.
Right.
Wieners out.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wait. I had to look him up. The dude that I thought was Barclay. He's the principal.
Yeah,
Remick, Mr. Remick.
Yeah.
The dude what blows up. He's the guy. He was the principal in the Pump Up the Volume. Christian Slater movie about
never saw it.
Oh,
kind of the birth of podcasting.
Yeah,
right.
Pirate radio.
Yeah.
Except there's a movie called Pirate Radio, but
yeah.
Pirate radio. Skirt. No, skirt. Yep, skirt.
No, skirt. Couldn't see it. Yes, there it is.
Yep, totally.
Skirt on her.
That lady's like, I'm wearing pants. F you guys.
Oh, that lady used to have pants. That's the first lady I've seen with pants besides
Crusher and Troy.
That dude is taking a long time getting in that door over there. He is listening in.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nope, that's not it. He's wearing a skirt, too.
Dude, what is that? What the hell?
I left my key in my pants, and my pants are in my room.
You want to talk a suspect? That guy stood that door forever, and he had on a skirt. He's up to something.
Why was he in a skirt? I mean,
there's
no judgment, but that's an odd thing to see in the middle of a Star Trek thing in 1988 or whatever this was.
He used to live on Risa before working for Starfleet.
I just don't feel
free.
Hey, I don't like to. I'm not comfortable in pants.
Confiding.
I'm used to having my boys out in the wind.
These ships are hot.
I'm Officer Commando.
Why is he leaving? Get back in here. Where's he going? He can't leave. The aliens are here.
He just said good luck to him while his atoms are in flux. He can't hear you.
I think anybody ever wants to grab out when they're going through, just kind of go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to catch this tennis ball.
Once the beaming actually starts, I want to drop trout. I don't know why.
Right, right.
Hands down.
I want to throw a tennis ball into the beam, so when he rematerializes, there's a tennis ball inside of him. And he just kind of, like, oh, something's wrong.
Like it'd be a card ball.
Yeah, I love that idea. Oh, look at Pence.
Wilson Fly. Oh, special. I just ate, though, but fine.
Yeah, I just had some Earl Grey tea hot.
That's the problem with space. I mean, you never know. People are sleeping during the middle of the day. You don't know what meals are. Mm-hmm. I just had a bowl of ice cream.
This whole scene should be called Parade of the Follically Challenged. Everybody in there.
Why is he just sitting there staring at it? Yep, they're still in there. Yep.
Because he's like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
He's alien.
You want to see what I got in my box?
Look at my box.
It's in the box.
No. Did you guys not see Life, the movie?
Which one?
Not yet.
There was a couple of them.
The Ryan Reynolds deal with mm-hmm, Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Brad Pitt in that?
Brad Pitt. Yeah, sure. Why not? Mm-hmm. He was on Earth in the background.
Oh, Brad Pitt wasn't that?
He was on Earth in the background.
Can't see him, but he's there.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, then we were in it too, really.
Right.
Uh-oh. Holy shit.
Ooh, strong old white man. Old man strength don't like it.
Milk. It does a body good.
Oh, thank goodness you got carpeted walls, though. Mm-hmm. Or else that would have hurt.
Mother, how did he do that?
Body
angry
double.
Old man.
It was a body double. That's not a real... That's not
right
him.
There.
It is, look at that guy. That is so good.
Wow. Okay. The choreography is...
Now he decides. Okay, three punches, and I'm calling security.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I'm back in this fight. Yeah.
Nice. Look, he did the...
Oh, man.
Some high kicks.
Oh.
Right there, the glass table.
You just can't have a glass coffee table without somebody going through it.
Yeah.
That was the Spanish announcer's table is what that was.
That's controller, too, by the way, is if you walk into a scene with a glass coffee table, somebody's going through it.
Do not trust whatever's in that, dude. Look at that. That is some pee. That is urine.
It took me a week to make this, but here you go.
Oh.
Would you like to test my latest sample?
That is the most pee-looking prop I've seen in any TV ever.
How much soda had to drink to make it this color?
Okay, so the one guy we think we can trust, Commander Remick, just left.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Uh-oh.
You've been left alone with your...
He's smart. He's not doing it.
I love the Horatio.
Really now.
It's a terrible
name.
Have you seen
Starfleet Command's top 10 rules?
Horatio, I know, has some historical significance, but I cannot stand that name for a ship. The USS Horatio.
Don't worry about it. It's gone, so you don't have to worry about it now.
Yeah. Alas, poor Horatio.
Don't drink it, Pickard. That's pee. It's pee. Oh, it's pee.
Ooh, still warm. Still warm, a little foam on the top.
Yeah, it's got a little...
Skirt.
Scott, it's a superior form of pee, just so you know.
There goes the mechanic. Did you see the mechanic? He
yes, his overalls. Yeah. I think he worked at one of the Dharma stations.
Slipped and hit his head.
He was trying to climb over the back of a chair and fell down on the coffee table.
How drunk is this guy?
Oh,
those are real.
No, those are
man. Those,
don't seem like they should work the way they do.
Yeah. I mean, it should be impressive that he got thrown through the doors, but we found out they were made of foam.
Right.
Worf has been waiting for this moment to kick the white man's ass. He's
yes. Finally.
Yeah. Before people get on me about there's no diversity on this bridge, I know that he's an African American person, but he's an alien.
Yeah. Right. Yes, they do. They do continuously other.
Yep.
Nope.
I love his double the put your hands together fist punch. That's my favorite.
That's
thing.
Always a stupid thing.
Jeez, you guys both just do the over the table. It's like the same stunt coordinator said, all right, now Worf's going to go over the table.
Who's shooting him? Who's shooting him?
The doctor is shooting him.
Why is she there? Oh, because she was coming to see what's up.
Now, why has she got the lady purse of phasers? Because earlier everybody had the big giant, dustbusters.
Because she has delicate hands.
Yeah,
she's right. She's got the equivalent of the little Derringer. What is the little gun that the ladies
got? Phaser for her.
Yeah, phasers for her.
Phase her. For her.
Get them off that glass. That's job one.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
Well, glass of the future is like just that candy glass, right? You can eat it.
I don't know. That looked like
what's
road
in
glass.
Those tubes back there? It's like Jell-O.
Shards out of his 10 forward for a week.
By the way, this is a thing that they used to do that I really actually look forward to. This idea of surgeries and all sorts of stuff are handled by you being inside of a surgical pod.
Yeah, right.
And you just
did you see Prometheus?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did that.
Yes.
Yeah, you did see Prometheus. Yeah. I think they did that really well as far as like the surgical box.
Yeah, right? That was cool. It was also really freaky and painful looking, but yes.
Oh, he's got a rat tail, literally.
Ew,
ooh,
gross. What is that?
I'm not familiar with human physiology. Should that be there?
Is that normal?
So the trope here
is that making
let me top you off.
So the trope here is that these superior aliens who are so smart have been conducting this conspiracy for all this time. But then when the Enterprise shows up, the dumb one, the dumbest of the aliens, just goes and gets captured immediately.
Yeah. Well, he like when Geordi says, don't you think we should wait for the doctor? He could have said, no, I she'll be fine. Please wait here. And then he still would have gotten out. You didn't have to throw Geordi through the freaking blast doors.
Right.
He's the puppet master in the back.
He had an easy out.
Yeah. Right.
Easy out.
He's the puppet master, right?
Yeah. He's his pee.
Right. Drink it.
He went the other. He went and 10 forward and put a little urine in there.
Let me top that off for you.
Oh, that's such pee. Look at it. It's pee, and it's pee from someone who's not drinking enough water. You know, it's like just a little too.
That's soda pee.
Right.
That may have burned a little coming out. Ooh, this is.
Oh, that almost matched.
Ooh, gross.
It almost synced up.
Mm-hmm. Look for little wiggly things on the people's back their necks. That shouldn't
That's right.
be.
Yeah.
And should be easy to see because everybody's bald.
Right, exactly. Right. Give hugs and kind of do a little feel up. Like the back of their neck.
The back of their heads. And then go in for a kiss.
Where are the universal translators? Are they in the badge? Or is it in their heads?
I think they're in the badge, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, in the badge. In the badge. Yes.
They're in the badge. Right there. The badge. Right.
Yeah.
In the badge. That's my one-man show coming this fall.
Why are you talking down there?
I'm going on tour. It's called In the Vage. I'll be on stage. Mm-hmm. One-man show. Pretty excited about it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
By the way, I just saw the Admiral's eyelids moving.
Yeah, he's...
Well, he's not dead, right? He's a stun, right?
No, I'm saying he took a little peek.
Yeah.
He got a little peek during the filming of that
he's
scene.
He's like, I was on Gunsmoke.
Are we still filming?
I'm not
asleep.
I really
have to pee.
If my eyes move, it's because I'm old, okay? Oh, this is another problem I have with the communicators of this era. You wouldn't have open conversations where the speaker's letting everyone know what you're saying.
Exactly. It would always be recording. I mean, is the trigger like your Amazon Echo where when you say the name, it makes an instant connection to it, and then after a few seconds, it breaks that connection?
Maybe we thought they had that wrong, because sometimes you tap it, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. But maybe given current voice assistant tech, maybe it's accurate. Sometimes you can tap it to
warm, salty liquid.
Ooh.
How do you like your maggots, Michael?
Good.
I'm not sure groans is the right.
Nobody picking up on my Lost Boys reference?
Yes, I did.
Was very good.
No, that was really good.
For lunch.
It was really good.
So we have a mystery.
So good.
The previous scene ended before we found out whether or not Riker had been infected. I'm sure he wasn't, but this scene is weird because he's learning that literally everyone in the room is infected.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they can't just hold him down and put a worm in him, you know? Like,
right.
I wish he would just go for it. Just lay in. Protein.
Oh, this is so like.
Don't back out. You're going to get caught as soon as you back out the door, fool.
Yeah, you always back into the problem.
Oh, Riker. Thank God. Wait.
Uh-oh.
I have also been infected by the pee. I've been soaking in it.
I've been soaking in it. You've been soaking in it.
That guy is Mike Pence face. I'm not kidding. It's freaking me out.
I don't see no wiggly thing on the back of their neck. That's what I'm going to go this year to any convention I go to. Just I'm going to put one of those little things in the back of my neck. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm cosplaying wiggly. As somebody infected by this.
Hello. Captain Scott.
I wasn't on the ship when it blew up.
Oh, when he said Captain Scott, good, it'd be great if she went, "Hey, laddie, I've come here to hang out with you guys." That'd have been amazing. That's more
so
Irish,
they're not
but
trying
sure.
to infect him. They're trying to. We're very dramatic aliens. So are they trying to get him to be a liaison?
A lesbian? Yeah.
Yes, a liaison.
Uh-oh, some of your food has crawled out of its bowl and is walking around the table.
Ugh, I hate mind-controlled Riker. He's such a dick.
That's always a dick.
He's pretending to be mind-controlled, so it's a doubly difficult job here.
What do you think they're really eating, like the actors? Is it Chinese noodles? Like those,
I hope so.
Probably.
Those crispy Chunking.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it'd be perfect. Mm. This would be the second part of my cosplay. That's all I eat all weekend. Is that... What the hell is he eating?
Riker, don't do it.
I feed these to my turtle.
Yeah. Do you have to feed them live?
No, they usually eat them dead. They're all dry and crunchy. Phasered! You've been phasered and you've been phasered.
You get a phaser. And you get...
Oh, right in the boobs. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Riker, did you have to bring the... stop motion.
Good old stop motion.
That's so good.
Still creepy as crap, though.
If I were recreating this episode, I would dress up a corgi to look like that creature.
That guy's got a funny run. Mike Pence runs funny.
Darn. I thought you were going to tell me something. That's why I turned around when you shouted my name.
Oh, kidney shot.
Right in the kidney. Both kidneys.
Yep.
I'm too old for kidney shots.
Exact same thing again.
I love that those things are like out.
They're so,
special
effects
by Ray Harryhausen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Like, I'm out of here.
This is my 4K computer.
I didn't like being lodged in the back of his neck anyway.
I'm working on the new Apple campus.
Is that the wheelchair?
No.
No, you mean the Commander Pike wheelchair?
Yeah.
No, because Pike was kind of
designed similar.
Yeah, but Pike was trapped in it or whatever, right?
Yes, Pike's still in it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. No, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Hold perfectly still while we do 40 hours of stop-motion animation. Right. Adam.
Hold still.
That's on a stick.
Yeah, it's totally on a stick.
Yum.
Mm. It's still in there. Okay, spit it out.
Yep.
There you go.
All gone, Mom.
Hold on, excuse me. I'm trying to get my worm down.
Oh, look at his
my
neck.
My neck is bulging. That's gross.
Yeah, it's cool.
Ah!
Is it like stretching its legs in there? Because it was not that big.
I think I have some thyroid problems.
A quitter.
It's my thyroid.
Oh, God. I can't look at that.
If you loosen your collar, that thing can get all the way down.
Now you shoot him. Yep, here, watch. There
Ooh.
You go.
Ooh.
This is what everyone freaked out about.
I thought I had this on stun, not face melt.
I do love the fact that, you know, first you see the skull and then it explodes.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's got a gullet monster.
Is that thing?
Quado? Does he have a Quado?
Yeah, it looks like Quado, doesn't it? That's pretty scary. I like how Riker has to look over at Picard. Yeah. Super shoot it.
It's pretty ranko, man.
Yeah, totally. Right. Like this.
You can see why this caused controversy.
Yeah, except for the litter. Except for all the gummy worms. You know?
He was a rat person.
Yeah, he was a rat person. He was
a person that was not. He was just a bunch of rats in a man suit.
Yep.
He was the equivalent of several kids standing on each other with a trench coat to make it look like a tall person.
Well, look at this friendly exchange we're having with the guy who beat everyone
much
up.
More pleasant now. Come on, Worf. You want to wrestle? Huh? Just kidding.
Picard looks good with his legs crossed. Not so many guys can pull that off, you know. He can pull that off. I've never noticed the little V at their feet.
No, the little the little boot opening there.
Yeah,
I like the boot opening.
Never little noticed that. Boot. How is it? I've never and noticed that.
The fact that it's got nice, you know, red lining on it. So,
I believe it was a bacon.
A bleeping bacon. Bacon?
Yes, bacon? Sir. A homing bacon.
I smell bacon.
Uh-oh.
Oh
you
no!
Know what that means, don't you?
There's more coming.
Oh, that means we're not done. They were trying to, you know what they were probably trying to do? They were trying to establish a great new multi-season villain type, and it just didn't stick.
They were trying to figure out the Borg.
They just did the equivalent of the end.
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they said they thought better of it. When the Borg came around, they were like, yeah, we're not doing that. All right. Well, there you have it.
I'd love to believe that for the rest of the production of The Next Generation, about once a season, someone said, hey, remember those alien things, those worms? What we should do something with those again.
Yeah,
do you know how much that cost us?
Motion,
no.
The stop motion animation was so damn expensive. We can't afford it.
Yeah, we can't do that. Let's do the Borg. Yeah, there's your episode. I enjoyed the hell out of that. That was a good one to pick. That's our last episode, by the way, until our big nerdtacular deal. And so for those who don't know or haven't been paying attention,
our movie is not streaming anywhere. Where is it?
It's called The Last Ninja.
The Last Dragon. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Yeah, Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. It's suitably terrible and perfect for film sack and perfect
Motown
for Nerdtacular.
Production.
Yeah.
That's right. Have you guys all watched it yet?
No. Today is my day. So today or tomorrow. I've got to get some like really good video clips and it's going to be a riot. So, that's coming up next. We hope you enjoyed this. We'll certainly do more of this sort of thing in the future. Always fun to come back to Star Trek and see how terrible things have aged. And I think that's it. Thanks everybody for listening. Filmsack.com. If you have any questions about where to find anything, it's all right there. It's still playing for me. I don't know why. I'm going to take these earbuds out. Okay.
And if you just don't do anything, you'll have another 126 hours of Star Trek. So enjoy that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Are you still watching?
Auto continue.
Yeah. You still watching?
Still there?
So for me, for Brian and for Randy, we'll see you at Nerdtacular. Bye.
Live long and prosper.
Picard out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.